I got a candy button. It is depressed.
Nice.
Flat blue line.
Oh, Ray, let me tell you quickly about my last hour and 20 minutes of work.
Okay.
Our resident contractor slash handyman, he maintenances all of Bryce's properties. He is an avid Trump supporter. And sometimes I like to, you know, get a perspective of someone like that to, you know, just find things out. Like, right. Because you know, I just don't know how the other half lives, and I can't wrap my head around someone as poor as this guy and as hardworking as this guy being like, yeah, that Trump, he's doing me a service. It hurt my heart, and I'm like, tell me more, Bob. And I think it was a trap because there were so many times, like, we would start off, like, you know, other ends of the earth apart. And then we would come together to where our hands were almost touching. And then he would throw a crazy bomb and we'd be blown apart. Like, we would be like, uh-huh. And I'd be like, okay, well, this. And he'd be like, I can see that. And I'd be like, this. And he'd be like, yeah, I can see that. And be like, okay, Bob, here we go. And then, like, out of nowhere, he'll be like, yeah, but Deerport, Michigan is under Sharia law. And I'd be like, oh, no, what happened?
That's got to be news to the people who live in Deerport, Michigan, right?
No way. They know it. Oh. It is the most concentrated population in the United States of radicalized Muslims, and they have captured the city under Sharia law, and it's only through Trump's increased military spending that we'll free them. I was like, oh no. And then we would work our way back up, and then, you know, we'd be making progress. And then he'd be like, then if it wasn't crazy, it would be some, you know, unacceptable blanket statement like all of Biden's accusers are legit and all of Trump's accusers are plants by the Democratic Party. And I'd be like, never mind. We'll start back at one. And then we would get super close again. And then he'd be like, you know what the key to this is? And I'd be like, what? He'd be like, we need a policy where we give huge tax incentives to billionaires so they could create jobs and then the money comes back down to the working class. And I was like, did you just try to sell me on trickle-down economics? And he's like, if that's what you want to call it. I was like, it hasn't worked the last 12 times they've tried it. Why wouldn't you want to try something different? He's like, I don't know about your approach. It seems wrong. And then I was like, all right, it's real late. Let's get out of here. So there would be so many times that I'm like, you know, even Crazy Bob and I aren't that far apart. Nope, there it is. Really, really hurt my soul a little bit.
Man, when he listens to this, you know, later, he's going to be like, oh, I'm Crazy Bob.
No, he knows, but he would never listen to this show. That would make no sense. There was some stuff where I was legitimately like, listen, dude, I will do more research on these things you brought up because I don't know what you're talking about, but I never think that past indiscretion justifies, you know, current indiscretion. Whatever it is that you perceive Eric Holder did in the past does not make what Barr is doing okay. And he was like, oh, you should read about it. And I was like, I will. Just not right now. I want to go have dinner. Plus, I got to go battle against Sharia law, apparently. Do we still do the support corner? I better think of a support.
Yeah.
All right.
It's probably going to be our longest section tonight.
Okay. I got the infographic. I got Kitty Pride.
We still got more charades to cover, huh? Not done with those, huh?
More what?
Supports.
Supports? Yeah. Couple
well,
more.
Well, they just put out 4 new ones.
Oh, they did? What do they do?
Yeah.
Stuff from Endgame.
Yeah.
Oh, so you looked at the no comments we got and Freedom Force moved on?
I haven't said yet.
Okay.
I'm just going to assume yes, well, because everyone in the universe hates me.
I thought you wanted desperately for it not to be a robot versus a robot.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm thinking the other way. No, it's totally going to be robot versus robot.
Well, I will. I don't know. I usually I read Freedom Force and usually I read Sentinel. So in the off chance that it's me versus me, I wanted to be prepared.
As to which me you are?
How about how about this? I'm guaranteed that the Sentinel's in, so I can prep Sentinel and Ray can prep the mystery.
Sure.
I actually hadn't thought about this week in any way. So
this is the big game. This is for the trophy. Of the wackiest tournament in Marvel history.
For the all-robot tournament.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's going to be robot versus robot.
Down with that. That means that our whole listenership is like, we just got to work against Craig.
Yep.
I'm going to send them all copies of my t-shirt that everybody hates Craig. We got a bunch of new toys today. That was pretty dope. I'll talk about it later in local news so we can fill some time.
We had local news today.
Holy smoly, what's up?
Yeah.
They released the police investigation.
Well, do it in local news.
I'm just catching Ian up here. Ian, you can't know what happened.
Yeah, you can have my genuine reaction. I'll pay attention to that segment.
All right. You want to open the channel there, Coachies?
It's been open.
Oh.
Oh, there's tons of people. We're packed. It's a full house.
I wasn't looking. Oh, I see that sweet Tron machine.
Ooh, that, yeah.
I need one of those.
Is that Tron or Tron Legacy machine?
That's Legacy.
Probably. Oh, yeah. That means it's a Stern machine. What are you going to do? I think they're the only company that's left.
There's a couple of those independent ones that show up there at the thing in Pittsburgh. A couple of those machines were decent.
Yeah, for sure. They just don't have the distribution.
Yeah. I still really want to buy that Wizard of Oz one. That game's great.
Oh, that's really good.
Excitement gone.
Yeah, there you go. I passed it on. I got enough pep that I can avoid the excitement yawn. Why don't you light this up there, Craig?
All right.
For your triumphant thing back. I'll try to come up with a support by the time I get to that segment.
All right. I forgot what the, you know, I start this part. True Believers, welcome to the 191st installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I have been on 7 of them, it seems like.
I wouldn't speculate that many, but I love it.
I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got KS72, that's Ray. We got Sneaky B15, that's Ian. Everybody says, ha!
Ha!
There we go.
Hello.
That wasn't ha at all.
No, I didn't know what you said.
Ray doesn't play well with others.
I was going to say, I was tricked into a ha-ha. I had really planned on doing a memorial bang-bang this episode.
But he'll never hear
but,
it.
But no, so I'll just go bang-bang.
My baby shot me down.
Little Sinatra? Is that who did that?
I don't know who sings that song.
Okay. I think it was Nancy Sinatra, but I could be wrong.
I thought she only did "These Boots Are Made for Walking."
She may have only done that. I don't know, dude. Oh. Stop pressuring me.
All right. This is the week of May 8th through the 15th of 2019. Your Deadpool dailies. Today was the Yellow Carol. Tomorrow, Yellow Battery. Friday, Black Fist. Saturday, Blue Rag. Sunday, Green Kamala Khan. Monday, Green Quicksilver. Tuesday, Blue Switch. Wednesday, her husband, the Vish. Over in the 5-day 4-star crash! The Titans. Because my memory's terrible, I had to ask other people. So apparently on the 3rd, we had Spider-Woman versus somebody.
Oh, I didn't even remember that. Like, not nothing.
It's because you blocked it out because it was Elektra. And let me tell you how many minutes of sidestep and Spider-Woman's black dodge ability that I can tolerate. Apparently a lot, but it was my only option. I dodge. I also dodge. I dodge or dodge. I dodge. I dodge. Oh my God, will someone die? It can be me. That'll be fine. Yeah. I won that one.
All right. So it's like a couple of Celerity decks fighting each other, huh?
It was. Eventually, eventually either a trap tile or a taser to the face won the day for me, but.
Taser face.
Better comedy than this last movie.
Well, I mean, it's a good thing that you won, because Elektra's dodge is way better than Jessica's is. But, all right, good job. I think I won. I have to imagine.
I remember when...
It was the 5Ds. Yeah. It was dodge, dip, duck, dive, dodge.
If you can dodge a rock, you can dodge a ball.
Yeah, right? if you can dodge a double cross, you can dodge a ballet of death.
There you go. Starting today, we had Ghost Rider versus... Galactus?
Almost certainly, yes. You seem puzzled.
Yeah, because I couldn't remember.
He's always fought Galactus.
Yeah, I don't remember these things. I got, there was no black on the board anywhere, so I just eventually got a gajillion green and just kept like burning rubber at him until he died.
I couldn't pen and stare him, so I drove over his face with my motorcycle and hoped for the best. It's got fire wheels, sure.
I also had a really bad time getting black, but then eventually I got it when he had like 1,000 hit points left. I think I did like 10,000 points of damage, though.
Have you tried yet?
I have not tried yet. I haven't been on the video games yet today. I had a very full day. I'll give it a go tonight.
Yeah. Coming up number next on the 13th is Black Panther versus, I don't know, somebody.
Crickets.
Apparently versus Crickets.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know either. He's a 4-star and he's too new for me.
Yeah, is this his first one?
To know these. Could be.
I believe so. Right. I have no idea.
I've heard from reliable sources that this is his first crack.
All right, there you go. So he will be fighting some crickets. That'd be pretty exciting.
Could be.
Yeah.
He's probably not someone I have in a capacity that makes me believe I'm going to win. No, he's total poop house.
There you go. Storyland, you got Thick as Thieves is running right now. That'll get you 3 Black Panther or the red Ronin that comes bop, bop, bopping along. 30 CP. Top folks get the King of the Seas, Marvel's first mutant, the ever-popular Submariner, Namor. 51 to 400 get Psylocke. Shield training still rolling. I think if you haven't done that yet, you got a little bits of time left. I haven't really done it at all because I don't have enough magics.
Nope. I tried the mission where they give you everybody in the very beginning so you can test everybody out. Yep. It went south for me and I gave up. I was like, if I can't win the free mission, I'm not pushing forward. I tried some stuff and I was like, wait, I lost. I got something better to do. It was a real downer.
If I remember correctly, that fight was actually pretty hard. Like, those characters did not work well together, and...
I don't even remember There was something that they were going for synergy-wise, and I was trying to cash in on it, but it didn't work out.
Hmm.
Was it my chance to use Ronin? Was that who was there? Was it Ronin, someone else, and someone else?
For the first fight, that would make sense.
And it had something to do with Ronin putting out attack tiles, and... someone else boosting them or shields fortifying them, and it just went bad.
Yeah, it was Ronin with magic and Sandman.
Yeah, that went south fast for me.
Pretty much when you saw who it was.
Magic tries. She's got that wacky animation where it just plays itself and then plays itself in reverse. I love it.
Anyway, moving on.
Word.
Hearts of Darkness is next. 3 Psylocke again with the first mutant, Namor. The Submariner, King of Atlantis, purveyor of all things water. 30 CP.
Aquaman.
Top 50 folks get Talos. That's right, Talos. And 51 to 400 get Colossus. No matter how many times you people try to claim that Apocalypse is older than Mutant, I'm talking about this universe, where it clearly says on the cover of the Submariner, Marvel's first mutant, because he was the first mutant they made. All right, PvP land. Earth's Mightiest Heroes. No one will play this. If you do play it, you get Spidey, War Machine, 15 CP, Wasp, and Sleeves.
It's got to have something to do in between seasons.
Not play PvP. If I can go the rest of my life with seeing no more Gritty Kitty with, you know, Rocket and then frickin' Bishop, my life would be complete. Because, man, I hate seeing that in every single fight.
Well, that's the way things are going to go for a little while, dude.
And then Lord of Thunder's next. That'll get you some more Sleeves and a Widow, I believe. So there you go. All right, let's go to the Superhero Showdown. Last week, I hear, there was a whole Force of Freedom versus a Dragon Man. Brought to you by Battlecry.
A super intelligent android Dragon Man.
Still a robot without emotion. Ray, tell me who wins.
He's not a hero?
That's right, he's not a savior.
He's not a savior?
He is not what you know.
Right. Well, so due to my not being on the ball or posting to Reddit or the D3 forums, we didn't get much in the way of comments this week. However, we did get a comment about the showdown. And see if I can follow this. The Bodie McBoatface strategy of simply crafting the result for maximum aggravation was a stroke of genius, and thus, accepting Mystique, the combined brain power of the rest of the Freedom Force seems underwhelming. Dragon Man focuses attacks on Mystique in an all-out blitz at the sound of the bell. She had expected him to hang back and wait for an opening against so many opponents, and was simply not prepared for breath weapons all around, upside her head. So Dragon Man successfully knocks her out, though he sustained a lot of damage. Seeing him weakened, the rest of the Freedom Force falls victim to the oldest villain team trope in the books, arguing over who gets to finish him off. Tempers flare, egos are bruised, yada yada, Dragon Man wins. Suck it, Craig.
Yeah. You know, we ever do this segment again, I'm taking every robot out of the random character generator so that this can't happen ever again.
So that Eel can win from the get-go?
That's right, baby. Eel won this time, though, not Eel 2. I don't know which one we even had.
I do have another comment, but it's about the showdown in general, so I'm going to wait for later.
Okay.
Overall, the votes do allow Freedom Force to squeak out a win.
Oh! Woo-hoo! I'm super excited about that. I did not expect that at all. I even wrote in the script and it was stupid freaking Dragon Man versus the Sentinels.
It's because you're such a positive guy.
All right. So moving on to the finale. This week in the line, because it's a two, you know, like a less sides, because it's the finale.
Yes.
Yeah, gotcha.
All right, we got Dragon Man. No, sorry, I screwed it up already. We got Freedom Force, because I'm reading what I wrote down.
Freedom Force!
Versus the Sentinels.
Right.
All right, Ian, please tell me that you win easily as the Sentinels.
Well, again, one, I shouldn't be pluralized as much
as everybody
wants it to be. I am one Mark One Sentinel. However, I am going up against nothing but mutants, all of which I am fully capable of taking down because of my super advanced technology, a variety of energy weapons, my flight, my ability to detect them at long. I feel like just the sight of the Sentinels will cripple some of the Freedom Force. I don't know. I've got super strength. I've got super highly resistant to their damaging effects. I'm not going to be fooled by Mystique shape-shifting. I think I can capture and destroy each member of Freedom Force with limited peril to myself.
All right. All right, Ray, how do you win?
Interesting. So I have a whole lot going for me here. I mean, we do have mutants, but we've also got, Avalanche, Blob, Crimson Commando, Mystique is, I don't think Mystique's going to have a whole lot going for her in this fight, but Pyro, Spider-Woman, I mean, come on. She's got Spider-Woman. So
she can just seek redemption the whole time, dodge all my attacks, and then when I'm so bored, they'll just...
She'll run forward and dodge around everything until we can land somewhere.
The plan is the Blob just stands there, and when the Sentinel tries to pick him up, he's so fat that the Sentinel like breaks off its own arm. Because it can't lift him. Because nothing moves the Blob.
Couldn't I just trap him in some sort of energy net that tases him periodically?
Well, sure, I just said you were trying to pick him up.
It just seems reckless.
Well, you got to take him back to prison or something, right?
Well, right, but, you know, all at once he's still engaged in battle with all, you know, he's aware of the fight going on around him. So, and I feel like there have been enough Sentinels that have come before him, so he is able to learn and adapt from their failures, thanks to, you know, him being part of the Sentinel hive mind, so to speak. So I don't think he's going to be like, I gotta take this one and I'll be back to fight the rest of you. I think he wants to disable all the threats first and then capture or destroy. I don't think he stands a fair chance against the team of mutants.
Well, against these ones, because none of them are all that good.
They are kind of scruffy.
You just take away Pyro's tank of gas he carries on his back, and he can't do anything anymore.
That's true. I feel like Pyro could be overcome as easily as Mystique. We'll see. Avalanche might be a bit messy.
Yeah, I think between Avalanche and the Blob, you're going to have a little bit of a problem there. But, Super Saber, he's not doing much.
Nope.
Maybe the Blob could sneak behind the Sentinel's kneecap, and then they force him to try and take a step backwards, and he trips over the Blob. Falling onto his back and injuring himself.
Well, either way, this one is for all the marbles. This is for the championship trophy. So hopefully we can convince our producer to post something on social media this time.
So everybody vote. We'll give you the results next week. And then I guess the big question is, do we do this again or do we throw this segment completely in the garbage?
I like what Samurai said. The fight with Avalanche goes downhill quickly.
Boo! That's
the thing!
Boo!
Yeah!
Boo.
So, Brycey 3001, said, yes. I can't believe some of these powerful folks didn't make it further. Gardner has primordial power, but a sentinel is in the finals. Does this mean it's one Sentinel versus Freedom Force in the final? Curious why Freedom Force got their whole team, but Sentinels and the Kree got one representative. I understand it's tricky because they aren't teams, but oh well.
They aren't, and they're unlimited. I can't be like, an unlimited amount of Sentinels show up.
Yep.
I don't know. It's a new segment. We just made this up. We're ironing out the kinks.
Yeah, and it was completely random. Completely random.
So after you vote also send a vote of whether or not you ever want to see this segment ever again.
Yeah, yeah. Brycey did finish with "I love the show," so thank you.
But yeah, next time, robot choice, I'm going to tell my co-host that it was not a robot choice and pick something else.
Yeah, that's lame. I mean, you pull up Ultron. We got to keep Ultron in here. I mean, come on.
Did Ultron exist in 1985?
Probably.
Hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know that for certain, but yes.
Okay, someone make a note that the segment is enjoyable, but a curated batch of fighters would be nice.
So, Ultron's first appearance was in 1968. Was he there in the 80s? Come on.
Yeah. I didn't read a lot of Avengers but back I do, in the day.
Back in 68?
Hashtag Alpha Team. I do appreciate that your feedback came with a suggestion. So if you do hate this segment, you know, and you would like to see something new, make it plausible. Give us some ideas. We're not that smart.
Certainly not creative.
Sorry. There was worry that deleting this segment would only resurrect pies.
You never know.
It's true. Dude. All right. Thanks.
Battle cry.
Roar. All right, this week in news, pretty light. They're fixing an issue with command points that were given out for Infinite Pursuit. Clearance levels 8 and 9 were not receiving the correct amount of CP. They found that this was true and that they would be fixing that shortly. So, there you go.
Nice.
That's it for news, really.
Awesome.
Hey,
do you have any local news?
I do. So, for people who pay attention to State College, we had an unfortunate incident. The police report came out today exonerating the police officers. So then we promptly had some protests happen downtown, and College Avenue was shut down for a while. There was a car parked sideways across the street, and some protesters were standing out in the street being a nuisance. But I don't know if anything else has happened since then.
It only lasted about an hour.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know if anything else is happening since then, because I left downtown as soon as I could.
No, downtown cleared out real quick after that.
And, we also had a FBI raid of a business yesterday.
Oh.
So, KCF Technologies here in town got raided by the FBI and the Department of Defense to look into something that they were using Department of Defense tax dollars for some project, and I don't know, apparently needed to be audited in the worst possible way by a raid of people in black cars.
That seems extreme.
Yeah.
We're here to audit you. Here's your pair of handcuffs. Wait, what?
So that's all I've heard. I haven't heard, got any details outside of, you know, what was on the news of, you know, FBI raid happened. So, I don't know. I think that's all the local news.
Yeah, and there's not much going on in Williamsport other than in my move, I have, you know, been able to rummage through some boxes and other things that I had kept in my, you know, attic and just didn't need to access for, say, the last 10 to 12 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
And in one of my boxes, I discovered that back in the day when I worked at Sam Goody and they were going out of business, I picked up a couple of video games thinking I'm going to play these again someday. And then, you know, 12 to 15 years elapsed and I never played them. And I had a sealed, new-in-the-box copy of Final Fantasy VII, Final Fantasy VIII, and Final Fantasy IX.
Oh, those are good games.
And they were good games. And I took them to my local hobby store and was able to exchange them for what I consider a significant amount of money, which I then used to buy new toys.
Okay.
I almost bought you a Dazzler, but I wasn't sure if you already had it. So I just decided best I didn't.
I do have the Dazzler figure, the current one, yeah.
I wasn't sure. This one was not in the original packaging, so I couldn't tell if it was the current the current Dazzler, but it looked similar to what the one I thought you had at your house.
All right.
But yeah, no, nothing happened here in Williamsport. Sorry, dude.
Ray, you got anything?
No, I have nothing except to answer Flynn's question of yes, I believe all three of us have seen Endgame.
Oh, yes. Seems like a trap, but...
It was good.
I don't know if the spoiler ban is lifted. I don't know if everyone here has seen it.
Yeah, we're going to say. Think of the teeth. Think of the teeth.
Wasn't the best of the movies, but it was good.
You're drunk. It was the best of the movies.
It was not.
Like, best movies ever or best of the Marvel movies?
Not even best of the Marvel movies.
Move on to the next segment, Ray.
No way.
This is no time to unpack how wrong
the
you
are. The
last
movie was totally better. This one's got a lot of flaws. I really enjoyed it. It's got flaws.
Zero flaws. Flawless, I would go so far as to say.
You would be
per
incorrect.
Usual, I'm in the dead center of both y'all.
I really enjoyed it. Thought it was real good. But it's got some problems. All right.
I can't think of a one.
Oh, my God, dude. Pay attention.
But there were none.
Oh, my God. Think of the ending. The ending. Think of the ending.
I thought it was good. Wasn't it a good ending?
No.
I had no problem with the ending.
Yeah,
not
the ending was solid.
Not the ending. The ending, the ending ending. Late at the end.
We'll talk about it after this, I guess.
Infinity War is definitely better than Endgame. Anyway, what are we talking about? Oh, this week, it's Always Sunny in Xandar. It's the pride of the X-Men.
Right on. Let's talk about Shadowcat, but not Shadowcat. Just regular Kitty Pride. See what she's up to these days. See why everybody likes her so much. Let's see if I can teach myself why this character is popular. That's what I'm going to call this segment.
All right.
She's got yellow, purple, and red abilities. The yellow one costs 8 AP. Phase and Conquer. Jibba Jabba. Text, text, text. Creates 2 yellow Protect tiles. Strength 79. Passive, at the start of her turn, if there are 4 or more friendly Strike Attack or Protect tiles on the board, improve them by 91. For every member of the X-Men on her team, the threshold of maximum increases goes from 5 to plus 1. As she increases, the amount of improvement increases, and she creates 3 Protect tiles at her highest level. And those get stronger as well, up through level 5 when you get one more. Okay. She's got a purple ability that costs 0 because it's a passive, Circuit Breaker. At the start of the turn, if one does not exist, an enemy, Strike Attack, or Protect tiles are on the board, create a 3-turn fortified purple repeater tile that will replace an enemy Strike Attack or Protect tile. If no enemy Strike tiles are on the board, this tile is destroyed and deals damage. 2-turn repeater, 1-turn repeater. Repeater tile can remove enemy countdown tiles, and the damage is increased. Practiced offense, it's red, costs 10 AP. See what happens here. Create an 8-turn red countdown tile. While this tile's on the board, if Kitty or one of her other teammates takes damage from an enemy power, create 3 strength 85 attack tiles. It's a 9-turn countdown tile, and the strength increases its way up to 116. Let me go back. Gosh, this game is just too difficult for my liking. None of those said, deal damage to enemy. The end. They all said, think of something to do with these powers, and she's unstoppable. Circuit Breaker's passive. People like passives, and they like purple abilities. Let me see. Repeater tile. That's probably... I don't know. Do either of you have 5-star characters?
Yes.
What am I?
So,
what, I don't understand.
The problem with Kitty Pryde isn't Kitty Pryde, in my opinion. The problem is the fact that Stupid Rocket gives you enough tiles on turn one that her power immediately kicks into effect on turn one. And that's where the problem is with the meta.
Okay. Like, so this is Circuit Breaker that requires... Oh, no, 4 or more. This is Phase and Conquer.
Yeah, the yellow power.
Her passive. At the start of the turn, if there are 4 or more friendly... Okay, so they immediately come out. She immediately improves all of them.
Every turn.
Okay.
So the problem is the damage gets absurd real fast.
Yeah, it does.
So the problem is teaming her up with any character who starts with tiles is a bad idea, like for the game in general. So, you know, I don't know that you need to nerf Kitty. I would change Rocket so that his tiles come out one per turn and not all at once. I think that would drastically change how people play Kitty. Because even when you team her up with, like, Carnage, it takes a few turns for Carnage to put out enough tiles. So you have a few turns to start doing something else when you're fighting them. With Kitty, it's like, oh, it's turn one, I take a big pile of damage. Oh, it's turn two, I take a giant pile of damage. Oh, it's turn three, I take a really obscene amount of damage. And now, you know, right, like, on. So before you can even make any matches, you've taken too much damage.
Well, and they're strike tiles, so they affect match damage as well as power.
Yeah. And then the worst part of the trio now is godforsaken Bishop, who's a piece of garbage. So, because his special power is, you've blinked, your whole team's stunned. Suck it. And that, it's, like, that
That's a very specific power.
Yeah, that combo.
And vulgar.
That combo three is really terrible.
Okay.
Because that's all I see in PvP. It's Kitty, it's Rocket, it's Bishop. Repeat, 98% of all teams I see in PvP.
Hmm.
And I hate it.
So does that mean this is a 5-4-4 or
a right now, you want her to 5-3-5. Or, I'm sorry, 5-5-3. Because you don't care so much about being able to generate tiles because you use your other characters for that.
Okay.
And the red's kind of there to make tiles, and you want the yellow.
Right.
You want the purple. If you didn't have characters who started with so many tiles, you might want the more of the red so you can get tiles to happen.
Right.
But right now, since your other characters can make tiles, it's 5-5-3 all the time.
Does she have Lockheed or what? Did we cover him in supports? Does he exist?
We definitely talked about Lockheed in supports.
Does he do something for this character?
I don't know.
Okay. I didn't expect you to know, but I thought you might.
I think, I don't think I have Lockheed, so I don't remember.
On. Cool. Okay. Well, there you go. Kitty Pryde, not Shadow Cat. That's what Sunny and Zand are. 5-5-3.
Moving on, then. Oh, Willie, what you got in the mailbag? Man, I forgot how this show works.
Not a whole lot. In fact, very little. However, D-Wing managed to post something because he's just that consistent. from last week. Yay, Samurai. Sorry you're sick, Greg. I am not sure I had a mental picture of UNC Samurai before, but he sure looks like Dom DeLuise now. What did you say that you get to look like Dom DeLuise? I have no idea.
It's because for the first time in all of our occurrences, last show, I don't know if you heard it, Craig. Did you listen to the show at all?
No.
He went full Southern accent.
Oh.
I mean, he was deep in it. I was like, oh, my ears are burning. It was fantastic, but it was a real good show. So it really helped to balance it out.
Okay.
There you go.
And I don't know if that affected the Dom DeLuise-ness of him or if it was something different, but I really, did he star in Cannonball Run and I not know it?
That's a good movie.
I don't know. We'll have to find out. He also said, if, quote, breath weapons all around, end quote, is not the name of an album, it totally should be. All right. In reference to our talk on the forum and the negativity, he says that I come to Reddit for the positivity. Craig not being there for the hug support is proof that the universe does not care about our happiness. Also with the hug support, I think at one point you said a plutonic hug.
Yeah.
See also courting death. I think it's a platonic hug, not a plutonic
hug. Oh, right. Yeah, sure.
But Pluto hug doesn't sound as good, but...
Nope, that sounds horrible.
Is that what happens when Mickey Mouse comes home? He gets a Pluto hug?
Yes. Also what I was not referencing. I just misspoke.
And finally, he said, more lit than the Battle of Winterfell. Well, better lit, at least.
No, well, what wasn't?
What, our show was better lit, is what he...
Yeah, I'm saying everything in the universe is better lit than that episode.
This is true. But they made up for it by really lighting up well that Starbucks coffee, so...
Apparently it wasn't even Starbucks, it was just some other coffee cup, but Starbucks got a little publicity out of it, so...
Yeah, it just had the same white top.
Yeah.
Definitely hey, not man. A Winterfell product.
When Khaleesi needs her coffee, Khaleesi needs her coffee, man. Come on.
Who knew that the dragons could fly through time and space in order to get a coffee? So in any case, that's it. That's all the listener comments. Sorry, I will try to do better this week, but I do want to throw another thanks to Samurai for putting it up on Reddit. It turns out I was out of town before I even realized it, and, we found a new tequila to like, so...
Yeah.
Sorry. I was busy.
I'm not a tequila liker, but it's a good tequila.
It's a really good tequila.
Yeah.
It's tasty. I'm looking forward to Memorial Day even more now.
As Alpha Team properly points out, BlizzCon tickets are on sale here in about 20 minutes.
Already?
23 minutes and 53 seconds, according to the countdown screen.
Did you guys just get back from BlizzCon?
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, they're tickets for this coming November, so...
It's not going to affect me.
I don't know. No one else is going. You want to come with me?
Yeah.
Ray's not coming, so...
Okay.
I might be going to California, but I'm not going to BlizzCon. I like visiting with my friends in California, but I'm out for BlizzCon this year.
Mind your business, Grinch!
But yeah, so I'll see if I get some tickets. If not, I'll bum my tickets off of my dear long-lost brother who lives out there and works there. All right. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up. Craig.
Yes?
Any chance you watched the Adam Sandler Saturday Night Live?
I did not, but I hear it was a tearjerker.
It was gold. It was like every skit was pretty funny. And then that memorial at the end was a good way to close out the show.
Yeah, that'd be a good episode to see. But no, we were in the Atlantic City there, so.
Right. I don't know. You've been home for a couple minutes. Maybe you made some time.
I didn't, because I'm trying to clear things off the recorder so we can get rid of the recorder, so we can get off the Comcast. So I've been wholesale deleting things off the recorder, and I'm like, I'm not going to have time to watch this delete. I'm not going to have time to watch this delete.
Well, let's talk about who's pumped up. Let's see what's in 3-star. Ooh, Captain America Super Soldier. That guy's great. He stuns. He deals damage. If things are still going on that long, he could always make you some shields, but who cares? He stuns and deals damage, and the AP comes back to you at like a 90% of what you spent. So that's he's just great. Good for him being great. Oh, and he can overwrite things with his...
Yeah.
With both of those things, which makes him even better.
That's really the best part of about...
Yeah, the overwriting? Yeah. Good times. Oh, Colossus.
The breaker of games.
Yeah, which shouldn't affect... I mean, his boosting should give him a better red punch. I don't know that his game-breaking abilities or his defense absorption abilities will be affected by the boosting. But Falcon, his best ability, you're not going to get any bonuses from, but he'll have better... projectiles, and he'll do a little bit extra damage with his bird strike. Now, when you match yellow matches and he improves friendly strike attack projectiles, will he improve them more? Because if that gets boosted, that's handy.
I believe so, but I can't. I don't know for sure.
Okay, Hawkeye, the Hawkeye version. He's okay. His blue is cheap, and it does a variety of different things. Most of which will see a boost from being boosted. I don't remember what his other two abilities are, but they might also be good. But when you have something that only costs 5, I tend to gravitate towards that. And Patch, he's okay too. There's one good guy and some okay people. There's a lot, one super soldier and a bunch of okay soldiers. let's see what these 4-stars. They come with text. X-Force Deadpool, people love this guy. That X-Enforcer ability seems to be popular.
X gonna give it to you.
He is, because that he deals damage when your team or he takes damage, and that seems handy. Countdown for What's kind of a dud. Out of Bullets is expensive, but it's got some boosted true heal and some boosted damage, which is nice. Gamora, people seem to like her. She's popular, or used to be. I wonder what she does. Let's see.
She stuns you.
Yeah, she certainly does. I don't think her boosted will. We'll see too much benefit from that. I think she creates a tile after she stuns you. Or is there a passive component to that ability that makes tiles? And that those will be boosted. She's got an insta-kill, which will not be boosted.
No, you can't really boost that.
Insta-double kill. That'd be sweet. She'd see a lot more play on boosted weeks. Let's see what Main Event Hulk's up to. His Gamma Power Bomb does a Gamma Power Bomb load of damage when boosted. And I bet his healing bursts will go up. Oh, Nightcrawler. The long-awaited Nightcrawler that wasn't quite all that. Because Bamf is what he does, and Bamf gets no love from being boosted, but his red and blue damage will both see increases.
He's got some nice animations.
He does have some nice animations.
Yeah.
And his Bamf is just a cool, different ability, which is, you know, it's not a total bust. He's okay. Rogue. I hear good things. She's strong. She can deal a lot of damage. When her green turns into its other version of green. Not the gloves off, but the explode and kill everybody. That seems real powerful.
Yep.
Her red does some good damage. And then she absorbs, you know, she gets in front and keeps your team afloat for a little while longer. What Samurai says this week, because he likes this game. He knows things. Oh, nope, never mind. He said exactly what Craig said for the last 20 minutes. Words, 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 Kitty. Okay.
Yep.
Kitty's a bad time, everybody. Sorry. Enjoy your PvP.
Yep.
But apparently, you can't use Thor to battle her this week because Thor is doing other stuff.
Yeah. Season starts with a three-star Thor thing. So you can't use Thor Koye against anyone.
Right. So that's it. That's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
All right, well, let's head over to the support corner. Ray, what you got to share?
Oh, no.
I have a lot to share. Let's get comfortable. And let me tell you about, since we're kind of nearing the end game of the end game celebration, let me tell you about 6 Infinity Stones. That's right. I'm going to cover all 6 of them all at once. And here's why. They're almost identical. And as far as I can tell, nobody will ever get them. So rank 1 on every single one of them when your supported character makes a yellow match, a green match, a blue match, whatever the associated color is with your stone, you will get a 5% chance to gain an extra AP in that color. And that chance goes up as you level it up to a 35% chance to gain 2 AP in that color. Again, that applies to all 6 stones. Rank 2 for all 6 stones, the supported character's critical tile multiplier is increased by 0.2, and that goes up to 1.2 at maximum level. Critical tile multiplier is always welcome. Rank 3, they all have the supported character's base match damage for their specific color increases. Starts out at 13, goes up to 132. So, again, you're just going to want to put the Infinity Stone with the character who uses its color. Rank 4. Again, pretty sure it's all the same. The supported character's powers deal additional damage to enemies. Starts at 99, goes up to 1,040 points of damage each for their special powers. Now, here's where they differ. Rank 5. I'm going to start with the Mind Stone, which is yellow. When you make a match 5 or greater, destroy 1 AP in the enemy's strongest color. And that doesn't really change until you get it maxed out. It destroys 2 AP. What's that?
I said open your mind, Quaid.
Mine's I get it. if you put this on, is it? Spence? A championed character. So, yeah, this applies to anyone. On the start of the turn, 5% chance to make a 3-turn countdown tile that prevents enemy matches from gaining AP in its color. Maximum 1 tile at a time. And that goes up, a percentage chance goes up to a maximum of 20%. So prevents people from gaining AP in its color. Pretty significant. Moving on to the Power Stone. When the supported character fires a power at rank 5, there is an 18% chance to improve a random friendly special tile by 18. The percentage chance goes up to 65, and the amount goes up to 184. So power increases your special tiles. And once per turn, when the supported character makes a match, a 5% chance to fire one of their powers at no cost. And that goes up to a 12% chance at maximum level. So not a great chance, but it's every turn. So the Power Stone is, pretty powerful. Free random powers flying about. Reality Stone, which is the red stone. Supported character, when they make a team-up match, 22% chance to create 2 tiles in the team's strongest color. Percentage chance goes up to 63.5%. That is really strong, especially if you have that used with a Koye. You're making team-up matches all the time. And it's special. At the start of the turn, a 5% chance to convert 2 team-up AP into AP of the team's strongest color. Well, there, I just talked myself out of using it with a Koye. That, That percentage chance goes up to 25% chance at maximum level. So I don't know who this would be great for, but it's based on turning team-ups into your strongest color. The Soul Stone, at rank 5, when you down an enemy, you gain 4 AP in your strongest color, which doesn't change until you get it up to level 200 and you gain 5 AP. That's not going to be incredibly useful because you're not taking down too many people. The special is, on the start of the turn, 10% chance to make a 3-turn countdown tile, making the supported character immune to stun or being airborne. That goes up to 30% at max level. I like having a ability to immune to stun. That's pretty good. Just don't put it on Silver Surfer and you'll be all right. The Time Gem, the green stone. When at rank 5, when a friendly countdown tile expires, 12% chance to gain 2 AP in your strongest color. That percent chance goes up to 55%. And the special on it is, if the supported character would be downed, there's an 8% chance to just restore some health. 131 goes up to 1,376 at max level, and a 28% chance. So you got the Time Stone, you can just keep yourself alive. And finally, the Space Gem. When you make a match 5 or greater with rank 5, there's a 17% chance to send the enemy airborne for 2 turns. And the percent chance goes up to 60% at maximum level. Send them to space. And the special
to the moon, Alice! Bang! Zoom! Straight to the special moon!
Is, at each turn, 5% chance to make a 2-turn countdown tile that can be removed to negate power damage to the supported character. I don't know what this really means, so I'm going to read it again. It's a percent chance to make a countdown tile that can be removed to negate power damage to the supported character. Does that mean...
I think you make a countdown tile while it's on the board. If you take damage from power, the countdown tile goes away and you take no damage.
And that removes the power, the tile itself.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Kind of like Shadow Step, like Donkey D said. Yeah. All right, I get it. Space. It makes you... you cannot be in the space that the attack was made, I guess.
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. It's 5-year mission to explore strange new worlds, to
and
seek
send
out
opponents airborne
new life
for 2 turns?
And new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
I see you're an original Star Trek fan.
Yes, the good one. Yeah.
You don't want to sing us the song from that Scott Bakula one?
Oh, oh man, that is the worst. It's been a long time. The show's not that bad. That theme song is garbage.
I really enjoyed the show. I just had to skip every intro.
Oh, man, that was terrible.
my synopsis, finale of these stones, I think every single one of these stones is really, really good, but really, really impossible to get. At one point, I tried to remember how to get them, but I have since purged that, so you'll have to look it up, because I don't recall. Good luck, but they're worth having.
Did you have to finish, like, first of the season or something ridiculous?
I don't know. It's something like that. Yeah. I read it once and went, all right, I don't care, that'll never be me.
Yeah, I also read it once and went, well, I have a 0% chance of that ever occurring. All right, moving on. I can't even finish first in, like, a PvP, let alone a season, my God.
That's, every now and then I get in the top 50.
Sure, you are nice. A masterful player there.
Yeah, cheers to you for that one.
Man, I tend to play up until I get like 300 points, and I'm like, I hate this, and I just stop. I hate PvP.
I don't think I've ever gotten 1,200 points, but I was able to get up really close, shield, and then when I forgot to break my shield to finish it out, but still ended up in like the top 50. So.
Nice.
Ian, what you got to share?
All right. Hey, I'm Ian.
Hi, Ian.
Got an out-of-game support for everybody.
All right.
So, Craig.
Yes?
Have you ever, I don't know, eaten or consumed something and then felt the need to try to obfuscate what you've done because you were fearful that someone you were close to was going to spot that on your breath? Or perhaps you found yourself as a guest at someone's house and realized you've forgotten your toothbrush?
You go with Smith.
I don't know enough about Smints to talk about Smints, but perhaps you just want a good way to prepare your mouth for a quality brushing before bedtime.
Sure.
Try some mouthwash.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah. A nice antiseptic mouthwash used before brushing will help, you know, sanitize and rinse off any of the main particles before you brush. And if for some strange reason you floss, good on you. But I do recommend that you mouthwash before brushing, because if you mouthwash after brushing, that will prevent your body from making its own salivary fluoride, and it will reduce the effects of the brushing that you just did. So please use your mouthwash first. And also, you know, if you've eaten the last of some sort of treats, if you're trying to quit smoking and you secretly had one on the back porch and you don't want your wife to know, but you would like a kiss, try some mouthwash. And again, if you find yourself as a guest and you've forgotten your toothbrush and you don't want to seem like a total skank, you can always mouthwash it up and pretend like you brushed. So, yeah, lots of good purposes. Great way to kill dry mouth. Enjoy some antiseptic mouthwash, gargle, and spit. And that's this week's Out of Game Support mouthwash.
How do you feel about the strips, the solid mouthwash that melts in your mouth?
Man, if that's all, if that's what you got, they're easy to carry. Yeah. So I can't give you that.
Yes, I do like the portability.
Yeah,
the texture and the transition from solid to liquid leaves something to be desired.
They seem to have a really short term effect. Like they're not long lasting.
Right, and then it just kind of gives you a mintiness.
Yeah,
there's something that I find appealing about the, you know, if you get a mouthwash that has, you know, it's really, the antiseptic levels are really high. You know, I don't know why, but it just makes me feel better. It's clearly not good for me, and I clearly see no actual benefit in it. But, you know, if I've got a nice potent Listerine and I gargle it and tilt my head back a little too far and it goes a little further down my throat than it should, and I'm like, blah, I'm like, ooh, that burns in a good way. Yeah, I'm very pro pouring almost bleach into my mouth. So, yeah, I'm not super into the strips, but like Craig said, if you're in a pinch, I'm willing to downgrade.
Yep. All right, Ian, did you open Steam?
No,
oh. I did not.
Sorry, I was...
Doomed.
Yep, I was really trying to... I'm telling you, if Ray had not done all the Infinity Stones at once, I was like, I lied. I don't have anything ready for this segment. I was in the weeds, so I was really nervous, but...
I gave you plenty of time, man.
You did, and Craig gave me Smints, and then I was good. I'll go last this week.
All right. Let's open up some tokens brought to you by the OG, this guy.
This guy.
Oh, and thanks, Fortify. If we didn't, thanks, Fortify, for the last segment.
We probably didn't. Yeah. But thank you, Fortify. Fortify yourself. I don't know what that means, but someone always has to say it, and I wanted to beat it this time.
Okay. Nah. 3 minutes to BlizzCon, Craig.
3 minutes and 4 seconds, yep.
All right, seconds.
I'm going to poke Hella in the eye.
Do it, Doug.
Oh, it's purple. Woo-hoo-hoo. It's Hella. Death becomes her.
Excellent.
What does that make my Hella? Oh, didn't have that color. She's now a 0-2-1.
Okay.
Ooh.
There you go.
All right, I'm going to give her a forehead nudge. Yeah, I should have poked her in the eye. I got a 4-star. General reserves for my bishop.
Oh, I hear that guy's great in PvP.
Spicy taco kisses for my Ben?
Taco flavored kisses for my Ben.
I like Bishop right. As long as he's on my team, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Let's give her a jab in these pearly whites, which she clearly uses mouthwash to maintain. It's a purple. It's a sparkly purple.
Man, did I miss out?
It is a galactic warrior, better known as Captain Marvel. She's got my 6.
Nice.
Oh, I don't have that power.
Do I? I do now. Now she's a 2-0-1. She's got some 6 to go along with that mean right hook of hers.
There you go.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, this guy. That was a good opening of the tokens.
Yeah. Ian, tell me about the podcast network then.
Oh, the podcast network. Filled with lots of great shows like the Craig Star Trek show, which is going to join the other Star Trek shows on our network. But he just sings you the intro to every show. It's the Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. You can check out this and several other podcasts so you can expand your podcasting horizons. We have some direct links on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you can check out a complete archive of all our shows on the Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
.com. Always comes into my head. All right, anything else for the good of the order?
No. Nay, says I. Get ready for an exciting conclusion to the greatest superhero showdown tournament of all time. And keep sending us suggestions. Write our show for us. We're so tired.
Buy my book.
It's been a long 5 years. Do my job. Buy my book.
Buy my book. Buy my book. Buy my book.
It stinks.
I missed that show. I want to thank everybody for joining us this week because I was here. So thanks for joining me. PuzzleWarriors3.com is our webpage. Go there, click the Amazon banner. You buy some stuff. We can have us a nice party for whatever the next holiday is. Memorial Day? Is that a thing?
Memorial Day is coming up. All right. That sounds nice.
Or head over to CafePress.com.
What's the next big twist for the next show? Are you going to wait till like
I don't know.
Are you going to wait till after episode or after segment one to let us know that you're not going to be on the show? You're going to do segment one and be like, I can't make it this week, guys. I'm out. Do it, Doug.
Last week was a little bit of a problem. Hey, I got in. All right. So, Ray, you're definitely out, right? So I'm just buying one ticket.
As far as I'm aware.
Okay. One ticket it is, because no, I'm not selling them the internet, so I'm not buying more. The question is, I want this.
Did you already hit it? Because Alpha said buy me one.
Do you want a foot man or a grunt?
Wrap up the show, man, while you're waiting.
I don't know. I forget where we're at. I don't know. This is too distracted. Show, buy some stuff. That's it. I got no teaser for next week. Goodbye for
Cafe
now.
Cafe Press.
Yeah, did that.
Buy our book.
Buy our book. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, the dark side is always there. Waiting for us to enter. Waiting to enter us. Until next time, try to enjoy the daylight. Good night, everybody.
I don't know why, but that sounded gross.
Good night.
Goodbye, friends.
Goodbye.